Hi everybody, I hope you're all doing well and I hope your week has started well. Today is Monday, February 12th, and today I want to talk about my inspiration and mission as an artist, as a digital artist and blogger. I love to create art, and if you want to see my work and see what I've done, you can go to my blog nikkijameson.com, where I write about my art and I share my art, and also www.nikkijamesonart.com, and you can see some of my work. And I love to create art, and I make a very determined effort to create art every day if I can, or at least every other day. I don't post all the art that I make, but I do try and discipline myself to do something every day, even if I scrap it. I really love to do it, and it provides a good stress relief from my very busy job that I do during the day. And it also helps me get better. And one of my goals this year is to be even more prolific with creating art and putting it out there than I was last year. And I'll talk a little bit about that maybe in a later episode. So I have been putting off sort of saying all about me, because a typical artist all about me starts with, I always had art as a youngster. My parents were artists, and I always had a paintbrush. I was creative from a very early age. So while I probably was creative, none of those things really applied to me, and I actually came into art a lot later in my life. And I call myself a mission-driven digital artist, and my mission is to connect the nostalgia of the past to the power of the present, encouraging us to savour and celebrate our connections to place and home, and hopefully connecting us to a little bit of home with memories and stories. Now, this mission comes from my own personal life experiences, and more importantly, the lessons that came out of my life experiences. And I have kind of condensed them into a mission, a creative purpose and a mission. And that mission centers around how I share my art out with people and how I connect with them, with people who like my art, through emotion. And emotion is what it's really all about. That's really what I aim for. How do I touch those emotions that make people experience something when they look at my art, when they experience my art? Now, if you're from London or UK, you'll notice London or Toronto, Canada, rather, you'll notice that that's where my art focuses, because I am a Londoner and I live in Toronto, and I have done for several years. But I do go home to the UK fairly frequently. I have family there and I get a lot of my inspiration from there. And what I love to do in my art is to portray a city's emotion and nostalgia through layered textures and painterly art. And I invite locals and expats alike, because there are lots of us expats from Britain and so on, living all around the world, to reconnect with the UK, with the city, in particular London. And so my work actually turns into a story in and of itself. Each picture, each image, they're all layers of stories, and they're my stories, they're other people's stories, they're ways that we all connect. And people that collect my work actually say that how much it made them think of their childhood and growing up and rekindle memories that they were really happy about. So that is really what I am about. I use a lot of powerful tools to create my art, and I really harness technology to do that. So I use Photoshop, I use the iPad, I use layers, I use textures, mixed media, scans of concrete, leather, ink splats, coffee splats. If you look at my art, you'll probably see lots of artistic elements made from these kinds of grunge materials, and I call my art grunge art. And I really love doing it, and a lot of it is intuitive, but I start with photographs. I always start with my photography. And on that note, I'm going to come back to that point about how I actually came into photography. But I hope this has given you a little bit of insight as to why I create my art and how it affects me and inspires me. So, until next time, I hope you enjoy your day or your evening. and I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now. Hi everybody, it's Nikki here. Just wanted to wish everybody happy Pancake Tuesday. It's actually Shrove Tuesday today, and so everybody's going a bit crazy about pancakes, because pancakes are a bit of a thing. They're a bit of a thing in England, but they're also a bit of a thing in America. There are all sorts of types of pancakes, and the pancakes in the United Kingdom is a little bit different from American pancakes. We don't have them with syrup and bacon and loads of fruit. We just have them, well, I prefer them, I should say, with a little bit of lemon, a little bit of sugar, very thin and very light. But in case you don't know the history of pancakes, they're eaten on Shrove Tuesday, which all relates to the Christian festival of Lent. And Shrove, in case you didn't know it, is actually the past tense of a word called shrive, which the Oxford English Dictionary defines as presenting oneself to a priest for confession. So it's confession, penance, and absolution. Basically the day when Christians traditionally confess their sins in church ahead of Lent. And Lent is also a Christian festival, and it came from people replicating the suffering and sacrifice of Jesus Christ over the 40 days in the desert, 40 nights and 40 days in the desert. So a lot of people use Lent as a way of testing what they can give up, so their willpower. So you give up things that you like chocolate or treats before Easter. So it's kind of a significance thing. So there are a few days, about 46 days between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday. Some people fast, but there's actually no obligation to fast on Sundays. So if you take off those six fasting days, it's actually 40 days. So it's up to you whether you eat chocolate and any treats before Easter or Lent. That's entirely up to you. Personally, I don't give up anything for Lent, but that's me. And for pancakes with lemon and sugar, they are the base. The recipe for pancakes is the same. It's just basically eggs, flour, and milk, and you mix them all together, have it very thin, pour it into a frying pan, not a griddle, they're not actually griddle, but I think you can use a griddle, and then you toss it and make sure it's pretty thin, cook both sides. I like to flip them over, and then you can just add anything you want on them. And they make a really nice dessert, and they can always, they can be a breakfast snack or a dinner snack, and you can use them any way you like. They're very, very tasty. Anyway, so I thought I'd give you that little bit of information about Shrove Tuesday and pancakes, and I think I'm off to make some pancakes for this evening. Till next time, stay well, talk to you soon. Bye, guys.